All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, Bravado Babes.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was an extended weekend because I was off on Thursday due to the 4th of July being on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really do anything. I just chilled and I painted my bathroom.
The home renovation vibes.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty chill. I just went up to Oxnard for a little bit, a couple hours on Saturday. Okay. It was the 4th, but you know, when we say 4th of July, we really mean like it. You know the whole.
Somebody, there was a meme that had fingers pointing at people saying, this nigga celebrated the 4th of July.
I seen that. But yeah.
People were like, no, we were celebrating having a day off. Like, actually, Saturday is already our off day.
Period. So
you weren't really celebrating that.
No. And I went up there for.
Honestly, people were celebrating the 4th of July, though.
Oh, they were?
If you're barbecuing and kikiing, isn't that celebrating the 4th of July? Otherwise, we would barbecue and kiki and gather every single weekend.
Well, yeah, good point.
Don't you think?
But this is the thing. I think with black people,
I mean, I know we don't, like, for the most part, we're not all patriotic, wearing the flag and all that.
Right.
But.
And I don't think we put the same meaning behind it as white people do. Like, when they gather, they're really like, we're celebrating the 4th, the fallen soldiers and our independence from
flag
Britain.
Our flag is right.
Yeah, we're raising the flag and we don't do that. We just want to get together.
The movement was supposed to be, the collective black people movement was, we're not supposed to be popping fireworks because that's like celebratory of.
Oh yeah, I didn't pop no fireworks.
And
what else were we supposed to be doing?
We weren't supposed to be celebrating, but it's just like subjective because people are like, we are celebrating 4th of July. I'm like, so I don't think we were supposed to be celebrating at all. Like, we were just supposed to be moving like it was a normal day.
I feel you. And maybe a normal day you wouldn't be barbecuing and throwing ribs on the grill.
Right.
I got it. It's funny. My uncle's birthday was on the 3rd. Like, what do you do if your birthday is like falls on a Friday? Like,
oh, you still have your function for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And be like, it's my birthday.
Right. So that's what I did on Saturday. I celebrated somebody's birthday. I didn't go up there for the 4th of July. Dead ass.
No, I know.
I'm like, if y'all was on my story thinking that I was like, at a party, I mean, nobody was
judging you like that because honestly,
you know, motherfuckers
people,
be like, they were out.
No, most people were out celebrating life or whatever they were celebrating. Yeah. Most people were out functioning, so
yeah, so that's why whatever I was there the for fuck. A birthday party, pretty not a birthday party. I don't even want to say a party because somebody be like, she went to a party.
No,
it wasn't
no,
a
no.
party, it was a little gathering.
That was so funny though. That meme was like, this nigga celebrated the 4th of July.
It was like, and the person was like looking back
the person
shoulder,
was looking crying
over
like,
the shoulder,
leave me the fuck alone,
right? Yeah. So that's it. Sunday kept it low-key and now here we are Monday again.
Yes, Sunday, and Monday. You know what, we've been quarantined for hella long. I've been working from home the whole time we've been quarantined, and they have really started packing on regular work on me. Like, the fake working has become a little tough.
A thing of the past?
Yeah. Mm. It's like real working. Because if I fake work now, like, real work won't get done. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to be in trouble.
And it's easier to fake work at work, I feel like.
It's way easier. Because fake working at home is not working. Ain't no fake work, bitch. You're not working.
Yeah.
You're over there on your laptop.
At home.
Or you're on the floor.
Watching TV.
Doing burpees and shit. No, okay. I was about to say I don't get that negligent and watch TV, but
somebody
doing everything else on there.
So. I probably would be watching TV. Like, let me take a little time, wiggle my mouse, watch like 30 minutes of a show or something.
Yeah.
I probably would.
I'm usually like working out or packaging orders. Okay,
Oh, shit. I forgot to bring the shit for the orders.
Bring him in the morning. Packaging orders or, you know.
Yeah, just frolicking around here.
Yeah, shit, like cleaning up.
Yeah,
cooking dinner. Organizing.
Doing whatever you got to do.
But,
I can't believe we've been quarantined for almost 4 months. Well, it's lightly been lifted.
Yeah, you know. It's been lightly lifted.
It still feels like a quarantine. It's going to be a quarantine still, until I can go to a festival.
There's still hella restrictions. Like, it's only outside dining.
Until I can really hit the streets.
We're quarantined.
Like, if there's not a party, a real
until
gathering.
You're getting event invites every weekend, like, this is a move for this week and this is a move. I mean, people are curating their own moves, but, you know, those are far and few in between.
Mostly I've seen the birthdays
being celebrated. Being
flipped. But the regular weekend, you'd get judged and shamed if you having something on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, you guys gathered to do that?
Yeah.
And not to say that COVID is not real.
I mean, it is real. Because what's his name? Gavin told everybody to cancel their 4th of July plans.
He sure did.
He was like, cancel your gatherings and stick the people in your home.
I would say that when I was in Oxnard, we were in this like really interesting area. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't an interesting area. The people. It's just interesting to be in an energy where you see it online a lot. And then when you come face to face with it, it was like a really Trump supporting community, child. Yeah. It was a beach house.
They're
right
kind of racist out there.
Yeah. It was a beach house. Beach houses right on the beach, right? Like walk out right there. So, you know, it was mainly whites.
Yeah.
And they had a Trump parade. They really did, all on their golf carts, riding around with their Trump flags waving, with Trump 2020 on their golf carts.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. A wow. Trump parade. And then the people I was with, somebody had a fuck Trump shirt. And I'm like, here we go. Now we about to have the squabble. and their beach wasn't really closed.
I don't think they close like every count. Oh, but that's in Los Angeles County.
I think that's Ventura County. Right?
Oh, Ventura County. See, Ventura County's beaches may not have been closed.
They were closed. They were on the list, but also.
Oh,
I think
but
that
you know what?
It was
people can kind of
private little yeah, sector community yeah. area. They weren't patrolling.
They're not
after,
patrolling like that
after a certain hour. But I was like, they were really giving us a stink eye because we were like people of color.
Yeah.
You know, mixed walking through, and they were like, yeah. Once somebody had brought a dog, right? As emotional support animal, and the neighbor was like, yeah, they shouldn't even have that dog here. They're not even supposed to have that dog here. They probably know it's an Airbnb because they know the person who lives
right,
there.
Right, right, right,
she's
right.
been living there forever.
Yeah.
And then they text, ooh, girl, I'll give you TF. Yeah, off yeah.
Shit, you're about to give
the nitty-gritty. Yeah. But it was interesting being up there and like, you know, interacting with that othering energy, like, you know, like you shouldn't be here. You guys really shouldn't be here.
Fuck you.
Period. I'm like, put your shirt back on, girl. Let's walk down.
And that's why I should have had diamonds dancing on my neck, nigga, tap in. They would have been like, oh, no, noise compliance.
Honey, that was going up, too.
Yeah.
You know the music was loud.
You know, they were like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Not disturbing our peace. Well, the fireworks were loud as fuck over here.
And they had fireworks out there on the beach.
They weren't supposed to? Oh, because the beaches were closed.
No, yeah.
Out here, it sounded like bombs over Baghdad. And, like, it made it to the news, L.A., Los Angeles. So, we weren't just tripping. I went over to Kayla's house to get me a plate.
Okay. Come on, plate. That night? Or the next day?
No, that day. Okay. It was not at night. It was in the daytime still.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
I couldn't leave the dogs at night. But yeah. I went over to Kayla's house. You know, where she lived. It was cracking on every street. When I pulled up over here, I'm like, okay, so there's still something happening. Like, people was out in their front yard.
With their small little boxes, huh? They weren't supposed to be selling those this year, though, huh?
I didn't see fireworks. I'm talking about their functions. People were,
oh.
It was heck of functions, like, all down the block.
Yeah.
And the fireworks over there, like, really sound like you were at the front line of war. Like, we be complaining over here where we live, but no. When I was over there, like, I was, like, jumping.
That's what people are saying, that in certain areas, especially, like, more closer cities, I feel like because it's more, like, coastal,
yeah.
We probably don't get it as much, but more inward.
Yeah.
Nigga, people are saying, like, their kids can't sleep, their babies are up all hours of the night.
Yeah.
Their kids are cranky. They're cranky.
Yeah, they were sounding like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But then when I got back over here, like as night fell, they got loud over here too.
They turned up.
They really turned up. And then the next day, the air quality was fucked up.
I went outside. I thought it was an overcast.
No.
I said, my, there's a lot of overcast. It was gunpowder.
Yeah, the air quality was fucked up.
It was terrible. I said, you see what y'all doing out here?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So.
Do away with the fireworks. I don't want them next year. Get over it.
They have some different kind of fireworks this year.
Once I was able to see them in the night sky, I said, okay, this feels like Disneyland or something. I'm like, what is going on?
I didn't even go out there and look at any.
No?
Uh-uh.
The dogs would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down.
Right.
All up it. Were they both laid on you?
No. Chloe was completely unbothered, probably because she ate Gatsby's treat that he went and eat. And he really was denying the treat. I'm like, Gatsby. Then I like broke it in half.
He didn't want it?
No, I think he just smelled the CBD on it.
But
he was
fine. The
fact
that Chloe ate it, she was relaxed. That girl was relaxed.
Yeah, she was on chill tonight, that night.
Oh, Gatsby was probably on edge.
No, he was chilling. He just wanted to be held.
Typical.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So, anywho, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So.
This is the part of our show where we usually dish tea about hot topics, things that are going on in pop culture, or things that are going on in our lives. So, what's going on this week?
So, this week, 50 Cent and his ignorant ass pulled up to the little Tunchi radio. And you know what? It was problematic. So Little Wayne, so 50 Cent was going on and about how he likes exotic women because they ain't like the women that you see every day walking through the neighborhood, through his streets. And he went on to say that black women get angry at him for liking exotic women. And
the fact that he's calling them exotic is sickening.
Time out, they look like they fresh off the boat. Look, that looked like something fresh off the boat. Like, 50 Cent, shut the fuck. You know what? But it's not like I have a high expectations for 50 Cent. Let's just put that out there. I mean, look at the way he treats his own seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Once he's treating the seed terribly.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
He treats his own seed like a goddamn fool. Mm-hmm. And he just says things problematic. You know what? Y'all need to cancel Power.
Power's over, baby. It's
cancel the spinoff. I don't want to see I don't want to see you watching the spinoff.
Who knows if there'll be a spinoff?
No, but really, 50 Cent is ignorant, and that's the fucking problem. And then Lil Wayne was sitting up there cackling, kicking, and like we already know that. Like, he preferred, his preference is exotic women as well.
The exotic is killing me.
He's pushed the message, the fucking colorism message in his music, all throughout his music. But Regine, Lil Wayne's daughter,
Little Wayna.
Dead. Little Wayne's daughter, she was not okay with what she didn't say it directly, but indirectly she had tweeted, like, shout out to all my black beautiful queens. You are exotic. We are black. We are black AF, and you know,
I'm enough.
And I'm enough. Right.
And she said, I'm unique.
Yes. And then Toya, her mom, she called Little Wayne and 50 Cent straight foolish. It's just ignorant.
Like, come on, brothers. Come on. And that's, you know what? That's the thing.
We're supposed to be united as a people, and the little sick niggas like that turn around and just.
They hate themselves, though.
They have to.
They have to.
Because I know 50 Cent mama black.
As hell.
And not exotic.
Come on. But he ain't have a good relationship with her either, right?
He probably didn't.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, yeah.
It was a toxic relationship. That's how I know he hates himself. Because he doesn't love his mother. Taking it there.
Therapist.
Yes. Yes. He hates himself. You don't love your mother, you have to hate yourself.
No, he does, but it's just dumb. It's just dumb. And Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori Hart. Sorry, I hate to refer to people as ex when they got a name. But Tori Hart, she came on and she was like, the fact that y'all don't have our backs when we've been out in these streets protesting for y'all, fighting for y'all, trying to protect y'all, and you want to come on the internet talking like you don't got, she didn't say this, these are my words, talking like you don't got no goddamn sense.
I knew goddamn.
Like, are you kidding me?
No, they're not.
And then his girlfriend, because today was his birthday.
Cuban Link.
Today was 50 Cent's birthday. So his girlfriend, when she gave her birthday shout out on her Instagram, she said, I hit him upside his big ass head, y'all. Happy birthday to my love.
Like, girl, what? It's sick. I'm glad Regine said something.
I'm glad Regine said something too.
Dragging her daddy.
I know, but you know her and her dad. Because I've been catching up, binge watching. Friends and Family, Family Hustle, Friends and Family, T.I. Family Hustle, whatever it's called.
Friends and Family.
No, it is called.
I think
that.
It's called T.I.'s Family Hustle.
And Friends.
Oh, Friends.
Because they have LaToya and her husband
Monica.
They have Toya and they have Monica. So, Regine was saying, like, you know, she has been working on rebuilding her relationship or building her relationship with her father because they're not as close as her and her mom. She wants him to go out and do more. Like, he provides financially, but as far as a strong bond.
I think that's why she always does the extras.
Yeah.
Probably because she wants to make it known. Exactly. Like, there's my daddy. Like, he probably wasn't around, but that type of dead ass. Like, it's just a little
extra,
a little lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, well, she, I learned that about her, and that gave me some perspective. I'm okay. She's like, you know, me and my dad are working on our relationship, So I'm like, for you to be sitting up here cackling and kikiing.
When you know, he probably didn't put two and two together.
No, because he doesn't think like that.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't. He was just thinking like, yeah, but I like them exotic bitches too.
When you're a parent, you should be thinking like that. How is this affecting my children?
Yeah.
But how is this affecting the self-esteem of my child, my non-exotic daughter, who's always getting torn down on the internet for
her body,
her looks, hanging out with these exotic-looking friends?
Like, I know. That would have been devastating for me. Like, what?
I would have been crushed.
They were like, yeah, you can't go because you're not, like, you don't look like them or some shit.
Right. They said they tore her down, and she was like, I like my natural body. I don't want to go under the knife. Like, she was going in.
Trying to defend herself.
And it's like, that is fucked up.
Perpetuating the stereotypes.
And then, you know, we've been talking about protecting black women. She don't even feel protected by her own goddamn father.
Come on. Talk about it. Come on, therapy.
She doesn't. Like, you're supposed to be her caregiver, her protector, her provider, mm-hmm. her safety net. And you're on the internet practically okaying, tearing her down. Sick bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't
sicko
like that.
Sicko bitcho. He's a sicko bitcho.
That was a perfect opportunity for him to gather 50 Cent. Like, you know what? Actually, no, we're not going to go there.
He can't do that because he's a little coward. And I really like Lil Wayne.
And those because he agrees.
Right. That's another thing. Because, I mean, honestly, if he would have said that, that would have helped us, you know.
We would have got 10,000 points to the city, boys.
But he's also said some things that have been controversial.
He has. He's been saying things. Lil Wayne always been airing around the side of Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. He's two clicks away from a Kanye. He's exactly.
For real.
Two shakes is what they would say. Two shakes from a yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely giving me Kanye vibes.
So yeah, that, and speaking of Kanye, he decided on the 4th of July to tweet that Kanye for president 2020.
But you know, he's been playing with that presidential candidate shit for a couple of years now. Remember when they put that?
Yeah, it was all over the
billboard
place.
In LA.
Yeah.
Kanye for president or some shit.
It was
shit.
Before he had said his problematic comments.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said that. And the problem now, with the problem with him saying it now, is it's not that people think that Kanye is really going to run for president because for in this in 2020 election, because he hasn't taken the proper or necessary steps to officially be in the race. But what I read is that he's going to split the votes, which will be in favor of Trump, because people that would have voted for Biden or not have voted at all are going to vote for, put Biden, Kanye's name on the ballot, which is going to help Trump.
They're going to co-opt it. They're co-opting.
And we don't need these kind of distractions right now.
Election.
Dumbass, yay.
Right.
Like, shut the fuck up. And people are like, and then people are like, do not vote for Kanye West. I repeat, do not vote for Kanye West.
And then people are like, we don't need another celebrity who's never held office in office. Oh,
in office, yeah.
Lord Jesus Christ be with us. I don't know what else can happen.
Did you see that meme that said, we don't need a president next year. America needs to take the time to be single and focus on itself.
Yeah. Every time they reference America is like a girl, it's funny. Like when they were talking about the credit score.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, America's however many billions of dollars in debt. Girl, you should not be giving me a credit score. Worry about yourself.
Right.
Woo. Girl.
So... the shambles continue.
Lord, prayers for everybody involved.
America.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really all the tea. You got anything else? No.
No, I think that's it. But we want to remind y'all to rate and review, subscribe to the podcast. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell her homegirl. Every time you take a few moments to rate and review the show, it allows our show to climb up the charts and become more visible, notoriety. So it's like a Yelp review. If you love it, someone else probably will love it too.
Exactly.
So who are we shouting
out
this week?
So our review of the week comes from Tania Deshawn.
Hey, girl.
She says, homegirl vibes are keeping me sane. Mm-hmm. I love the space that you two have created. It has helped me raise my vibration and get my life back on track. It also provides a lot of laughter as well. Sending love to the 5-star chick.
Period, poo. You know what's popping.
Thank you, Tania. We appreciate you.
Yes. Another way you can support our show is by joining us over on Patreon.
Yes.
This is our exclusive community where we share tons of bonus extra content every week. I mean, every week, girl, no. Once a month. I mean, a couple times a month.
Throughout the month.
A couple times a month. I said once a week, we would be dead. Okay, so a couple times a month, we have bonus episodes over there, journal prompts. We have a book club meeting, a new book that we're reading, actually, starting in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Next week-ish.
Yeah.
And just tons of good things. So if you love it, if you like it here, you're going to love it over there.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You really are going to love it.
Yeah.
So that information is down in the show notes. And we want to shout out our new patrons. We have Emma Jo.
Hey, Emma Jo.
Alejandra.
Not to be confused with anime.
We have Alejandra.
Hey, Alejandra.
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 See, Germany knows how to roll that tongue, baby. Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Breezy.
Hey, Breezy. What's good?
And Nina.
Nina. Hey, Nina, girl.
I hope we're saying your name.
It might be Kanina.
It may be Kanina. It may be Nina. Okay, those are our new patrons for the
week.
Hey,
y'all. Welcome.
So.
Okay, last week's episode, right?
Yes.
We seen y'all revealing last week's episode, too.
We did.
It was episode 148, All Vibes Welcome, discussing spiritual gaslighting. So in last week's episode, we discussed spiritual gaslighting or bypassing. Spiritual bypassing is a tendency to use a spiritual idea and spiritual practices to sidestep or avoid facing unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and unfinished developmental tasks. We discussed the signs and types of spiritual bypassing and the ways to protect yourselves from spiritual bypassing. It's really important going through these times right now that we remind ourselves that we're whole, that we're complex human beings, and we're having a very nuanced experience. So our existence isn't limited to good vibes only. Some days we live in the contrast. Other days we're completely optimistic, and both are okay and welcome along our journey of evolution. That's what the fuck we talked about last week.
Great episode. Go back and give it a listen if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It is there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
this week
we are gonna do a little relax episode. Mm-hmm. We have somewhere Reddit.
Let's get it. I love these Reddit episodes.
We have some more Reddit stories for you all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one.
Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado. It's the Am I the Asshole special.
Okay.
So, am I the asshole for still moving out after my pregnant roommate broke up with her BF and can't afford rent on her own anymore? My roommate got pregnant and asked me to move out so her BF could move in and they could return my bedroom into a nursery. And they could turn my bedroom into a nursery for the baby. That made sense to me and I had absolutely no problem moving out. My paychecks have been a little unstable anyway, so I had been using my savings to pay rent. Ooh, once you got a supplement with savings.
I just thought about that. Don't try to, the dwindle try to out. Dip into the kitty now.
Man.
Then you're going to be selling your kitty.
Dipping it low and bringing it up slow. Mm-hmm. The fans only.
Period. Only fans, fool.
Okay, so. I know I was being funny. Okay. Oh. So ending the lease early was actually really helpful for me, so I can build up my savings again. The rebuild.
Yeah, restoration.
I thought I would just go live in my parents' house for a while. They are staying at another house they have in a different part of the country. They said I can stay there for free as long as I take care of the place and do all of the basic upkeep. The plan was that I would officially move out at the end of this month. 2 weeks ago, though, my roommate and her boyfriend got into a big fight and broke up. I don't know the details. I just know that he doesn't want to live here with her anymore. Period, poo.
This is all I know.
I'm leaving, bitch. Mm-hmm. After that, my roommate asked if I wanted to stay. I said no because with the baby around the corner, her due date is in early July, I don't think it would be a pleasant living situation.
Kid is crying and shit.
It could be a lot. Yeah, it could be a lot.
Yeah.
So since then, she has been trying to get a new roommate by posting all over online, but so far no one contacted her about it, probably because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Probably.
Somebody said, I love sprinkling on in the middle of the pandemic at the end of sentences for extra spice.
Yeah.
Like, you out here, you getting at home at 3 o'clock in the middle of a goddamn pandemic?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're not answering your phone? Okay.
In the middle of a pandemic? That's real.
Earlier today, she came up to me very seriously and sort of pleaded with me to stay. She said she hasn't been able to find anyone interested in moving in, and she won't be able to afford rent next month unless someone moves in and doesn't know what else to do. I totally get she is in a very tough and scary position now, and I do feel sorry for her, but staying at my parents' just makes more financial sense for me. It would only hurt me financially to continue to stay here and pay rent. What do you think?
Am I the asshole?
Is she the asshole?
No. Honestly, listening to
you. She said update because lots of people brought it up. Because lots of people brought up how she would probably want me to move out if she got back together with her boyfriend. I asked her how likely that was. She said not likely at all because he doesn't trust her anymore. It turns out she cheated on him. Also, because people keep asking, I sublease from her and we have a written agreement. My lease with her is this month. So everything's in baby girl's name. Baby girl with the baby on the way.
Yeah, she has no issues.
Yeah.
The most that I would be able to do is stay one additional month to let her have a little more wiggle room of finding somebody. And then after that, I would be out. I would be like, I'm not staying no longer than August 1st.
I think that's considerate. Like, I'll give you a little bit more time to find a roommate. Yeah.
And I would have been like, I need a prorated rent or something. Like, if you find somebody who wants to get in here sooner, I need a deal. Bitch, I'm not. No, I'm out.
The thing is, ultimately, it's not my responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it ain't my responsibility.
And it's not like they're really like they're roommates. They're not like gang. You know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate that you have to figure out another solution. But I'm not going to hinder myself.
Cause yeah, what happens after I done been helping you fucking rent
your
place?
And her savings is dwindling out.
Paying your mortgage or whatever the fuck I'm helping you do. Building your baby's child education fund, whatever the fuck.
I think the main lease is just in her, it's an apartment, but.
Yeah, she subleases, like maybe has an extra room or whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I actually don't give a damn.
And you know what? You should have been thinking about that when you cheated on baby boy, because this is self-inflicted as well.
I just can't be a part of it. Whatever you're doing in your moral ambiguity, whatever.
I'm just saying though, like you weren't thinking about this possibly fucking up your living situation when you were.
On that
backing it up on
your back, okay? Backing it up and on your over. Period. No, I would be like, girl, you have exactly 1 month. And after that, let's not have any more emotional conversations because it's making me feel badly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to engage in the conversations anymore.
Yeah, don't come pleading anymore. I'm going to stay here one more month. I'm going to pay you some rent and then we're done here.
Like the only way I would stay there is if you said, actually, no, that ain't even
gonna I don't happen. Even want to know. Yeah, I don't want to know about the hardships, honestly. I did what I can do. Otherwise, we'll both be in the bottom. Like, that's what's going to come to. I'm going to just be living here.
That's the only thing about roommates, boy. I mean, it gets sticky.
I've never had a roommate.
I've had some.
I've never had one. Oh, actually, I had my sister as a roommate. But that was no tea.
That's different. That's your sister.
And we wasn't paying that much rent. My mom was paying majority of the rent. I think I was paying like $350. Wook was paying like $250.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, it was something like that. And my mom was paying the rest
of
the
rent. She
just
wanted y'all out her house.
Period. I'm like, well, you set it up and I will take ownership.
Did you see that meme that said, imagine telling your child to go to bed and from the other room you hear, she just want me to go to sleep so she can fuck that man.
Yeah. I'd be like, you right. Now go take your ass to bed or get out of my house. Black mamas love to tell you to get out their house. I used to hate that.
Oh, man.
You can get out of my house. Actually, I can't. I'm 14.
Right, but you'd be going back and forth.
Yeah, I will. I'd be like, no, I cannot do that.
I'm like, yes, you can. The moment you open your mouth is the moment that you could go.
But come on. It's just not realistic.
Well, like, it was not realistic for you to talk to me.
No, don't try to kick me out, mom. And they will. You can get out of my motherfucking house.
Jesus.
So no, you're not the asshole. She's not the asshole. I'm not the asshole.
you're definitely not the asshole for deciding to continue on to your parents. Like we said, you got to take care of you.
You got a free ride.
Because she didn't care about where you were going to stay when she came up and was like, hey, I need the second bedroom for my seat.
Period. And at that point, oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah, she's subleasing. She's subleasing. So it ain't even like, but like, it ain't
the boyfriend
even like
was
they could
gonna,
both
the
be
boyfriend
like,
was going to be piecing up.
Right, but I'm saying it ain't even like they could both be like, we're not staying here. We're equally going to
oh,
move.
Oh, no. She has to stay.
Yeah, no.
Because her lease is not up. Just this girl.
You didn't care about me. Now I don't care about you. That's what it seems like. You didn't. You just asked me to go because it was in your best interest.
Okay, so this is where you all come in. Comment on Instagram. Let us know what y'all think. What would you do? Who's the asshole? Is she the asshole?
Yes.
Okay, we have another one. I'm going to let you pick.
All right. You were supposed to surprise me.
I'm going to let you pick.
No, that's not a surprise. That's me picking.
Fine.
I'm gonna surprise you. Tell me which place you want to go to dinner. Like, that's not
I know.
Surprising
no,
me.
No, it wasn't. Okay, anyway. So, which one do I want to do?
Tell me. Tell me. How did you get that jeans? That's the interlude.
Okay,
music.
Here's one.
You reckon
since we're talking about getting out of houses and parents and all that.
Okay, let's get it.
Am I the asshole for losing it at my parents for spending a college fund I didn't know existed? My parents have always been pretty well off, but my mom has always been the biggest tight ass I'd ever met, unless it was spending money on herself, as opposed to doing anything for her kids. When I was about 10, we moved into a huge house they built. It was decked out with the best fittings and extras. 2 years later, my mother sold it on a whim, and we moved into a smaller house because it was too much to clean. I have a younger sister and brother, 21 and 17, and my parents recently bought them both cars and have financed them for years. I moved out of home at 17. I'm now 27 and got no such treatment. I moved out of circumstance alone as my parents decided to move across country and didn't want to go. I started college and got tons of student loans to put myself through my degrees.
Whoa.
I'm still paying these loans off to this day. To this day,
she's still paying them off.
While at their house last night, my mother mentioned that my brother had just been accepted to his college of choice, and I congratulated him. My father made a joke about the college fund being spent wisely, and I asked, wait, what? In confusion. He confirmed there was a college fund of about $50,000 for my brother and also my sister if she decided to go to college, but as yet she hasn't. I got upset and started talking about the huge difference in what I was afforded and what they've been afforded. After much argument, my mom admitted that they had a college fund of the same amount for me, but they had to use it on the flooring for the big house.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely yes. Fine. No, you fucking lie.
I saw red. We argued for a while and it ended in her basically saying that none of us were owed anything, least of all me, as I'm a go-getter and didn't need help for college, but my siblings do. Apparently, the fact that I have mountains of debt and a shitty car in comparison to my siblings is fine because I obtained a law degree and that's a sign of intelligence. Never mind that the first 5 years after the degree is working 70-hour weeks for shit pay, for shit all pay or recognition. I lost my shit at her and offloaded 27 years of emotion and feeling neglected in comparison to my siblings. I was furious and left her in tears about how she's always a bad guy. I left and have ignored all the guilt tripping texts and voicemails since. They want me to fall in line, but I have no interest right now. While I understand I'm not owed anything beyond the necessities to live as a child, the fact that they had this fund then spent it and decided to invest in my siblings and more houses and cars while watching me struggle financially is mind-blowing to me. I am seething, but I also wonder if I'm the asshole because in the end, this is all first world problems and I should just shut the fuck up.
No, you're not the asshole. Your parents are.
She said, to clear up a couple things, I'm a woman with a child. Not that it changes anything. It's just that a lot of people presume I'm either a male or don't know what it's like to have children. There's no such thing as community college in Australia for degree level learning. So you can either pay up front or you get loans. There's no other options. I also don't feel entitled to any money and have never asked for any since leaving home. However, I think I was and am more upset about the very clear differences in how we're treated and what we're afforded. A few people mentioned that they are better off now and can afford it. They have always had this level of income, and the college fund was apparently there from a very young age. There are some details of family history and why I left home, etc., but they aren't really relevant, and I don't want to make this post huge.
Her parents are terrible. Like, I know when you know better, you do better, and there's a significant age gap with her and her siblings. Like, six and years. 10. And then the little sister, 17.
And then 10 years from the 17-year-old.
But damn, 6 years, you should be having the same. Like, if I'm 6 years older than my kid, that means, like, there should be some ongoing planning.
Furthermore, they had the money. They decided to spend it on flooring for the big house that they ended up selling 2 years later.
That would piss me
off. It just seems like it was an irresponsible decision. That's like, not something worth,
very
like,
selfish.
Okay, the house got burned down. We had to get the house. You know what I'm saying?
And once y'all sold the house, you should have been reinstating the money or been like, here's $50,000.
Especially because they moved to a smaller home.
Here's the $50,000 or here's how much. Let us pay off some of your debt. Like, what? I would be like, give me my sister's money.
Furthermore,
give me her money. She doesn't even know
if
she wants to go to college.
If you had the coin to put money into a college fund for them while you're building up their college fund, one child shouldn't be struggling.
It's
while
crazy.
You're buying new vehicles or signing for vehicles and building up a college fund, and then your other child is struggling. You see them struggling.
Oh my God. The debt, the racked up loans and loans. You know how hard it is to pay student loans?
I know.
Like, what? Hell no.
Now, I understand if they didn't have the means, like, for instance.
Then nobody's going to college.
No. I'm saying, like, for instance, I'm 16 years older than my younger sister, Mackenzie. She's going to get things that I didn't get.
Of course.
But that's 16 years difference.
Yeah.
It's not like it was intentional. Like, we could have did it for you, but we didn't. And
no.
No, they had the money and they spent the money on flooring for the house. You're not the asshole. Your parents are motherfucking assholes.
I say the same. You know what's so funny? When I first was looking at colleges and I got into the college of my choice, I had to pay an out-of-state fee, of course, because, you know, you're going out-of-state. And my mom was like, actually, you aren't going. I don't care if you got accepted. And I was like, Mom, this is where I wanted to go. I thought it was as simple as saying, this is where I wanted to go. So, of course, it makes sense for me to go. She was like, I don't care. I'm not spending my money on it. It was like an additional.
It's like $10,000.
Yes. Yeah. Just for living out of state and regular
per in-state. Semester.
Tuition was like $3,000, child. Less than that. I would have been paying like $13,000.
Yeah.
While everybody else was paying. Because it was a state school.
Exactly. That's how it is, though.
And my mom was like, absolutely not. I got so mad at her. I was like acting like a white kid. I said, why don't you have a college fund for me?
Girl, I have a similar story.
She was like, get out. Now, that's when I was threatened to get out. She was like, get out, because I've been paying everything else my goddamn self for you. She was like, you want a bitch about it? I felt badly.
Man, yeah, I bet you did. Once they say I've been paying for everything else, it's right. Like, damn. But
Why don't you have a college fund for me?
In the middle of senior year, I decided that I wanted to go to FITM.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion Institute Design and Merchandising. And so you apply to FITM and you like have to do an interview. Mm-hmm. And then you do like a sketch. Once you pick your major, they give you a project, right? Yeah. So they get my project. My major was going to be fashion design. I did all these sketches. I designed my friend's prom dresses.
You know how to sketch and draw?
Bitch, barely. But I realized that everybody gets admitted.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's like, you know, Parsons vibe. Sketching. Like, you know, just my mom bought me all the supplies. I had to make it into a portfolio. All of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do all my sketches. I complete my project, my college application, my essays, all that. And we go turn it in. And I'm anticipating my letter. So I get my acceptance letter. Mm-hmm. You know I'm pumped to be, you know, this is around the time of the heels. They went to FITM. I'm like, Mom, I got it fucking accepted and da, da, da. She's like, great. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I got my letter. I got accepted. I'm so pumped. My mom's so pumped. My family's so pumped. We're all like, Brittany's going to FITM. So then we had to go have the admissions meeting with my advisor where we go over. Do I plan on living in San Francisco? They have student housing, you know, them coin.
Oh, you were going to go in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because they have one here in LA.
Yeah, I was going to go to the San Francisco one.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah. So, bitch, she said it was like $20,000 a semester.
And it's just an AA.
And it's just an AA.
That part, that needs to be a master's degree.
She said it was $20,000 a semester. But you know what? They're really supposed to be connecting you with like
grants and shit.
No, not grants. Like, you're supposed to be in this awesome network where you can get some of the top jobs and all this other shit. So that's why they were like, you know, this is really
worth it. You're playing for network.
Yeah, it's really worth it. My mom was like, Brittany, I'm not paying that.
A cold didn't help before it's worth it for me.
And the lady was like, you know, you can take out a second mortgage on your home. My mom was like, I'm not taking out it. My mom was so offended that she had said that.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dom, that's what people do. When they want to put their kids through college, they do what they have, what has to be done.
Yeah.
They take out the second mortgages. They get the parent plus loans. They figure it out. And now my life is ruined because.
Lord.
And girl, we found this out later.
What?
That she wasn't going to pay for it.
And then you had to
because she was like, you know what, Brittany? Get some scholarships and then we'll figure out the rest. So I'm over here looking up scholarships. You want to know how much in scholarships I got?
$2,000.
$1,000.
You really got to work for that scholarship, buddy. Oh my God.
I'm like, Mom, I do. I got a scholarship. She said, Brittany, you got $1,000 scholarship.
Absolutely not. You know what? My friend.
So then I had to go to CC for a semester because I didn't, it was too late for me to apply to the 4-year at this point after going through all the limbo. I'm like, I have to go to the CC. I got into a fight. I'm like, this is like an extension of fucking high school. I'm fighting. I was walking with my nigga at the time.
Oh my God.
The girls pulled up on
me. The CC is sick.
The girls pulled up on me. I'm like, this is ghetto. I'm supposed to be at a university. And here I am fighting at CC.
Which, no shade on the CC. CC is great. Alternative is a great option. And honestly,
it really is. It's the better option nowadays. But I'm just talking about like back then and
when
that
you're
mind,
young and you young, just want to be. Yeah.
And it wasn't like, you know, glamorized. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just like, Mom, you really done did it now. Yes. I'm fighting. I'm not at Fit'em.
What's that? Oh, man.
And you know what the thing is? I had told everybody I was going to Fit'em. Like everybody, you know, like people know where you're going to college. And they're like, Brittany's going to Fit'em. The day that I had to get on the bus to go to the CC, I was just. But you know what? You know what really made me.
It built character.
No, you know what? It really did. It really built
character. We are crying over here, y'all.
And you know, it gave me joy because the day that I had got on the bus to go to CC, my friend Ashley, Kayla's cousin, was on the bus too. She was supposed to go to Clark, and the same thing happened to her. Oh. Her family was like, we're not paying that. It was like $20,000 for there too. At that was a moment we bonded.
Bonded, yeah.
We were really bonded, and we went through a lot of struggles. We went to CC together. We went to Sac State. We moved out here.
Ooh, every time. Ooh, that's funny. I also went to go to an HBCU, and my mom was like, no. She was like, you're not going.
When I look back in hindsight, I'm glad that I didn't go to Fit'em.
Of course.
You know, I'm glad. That was just like a phase. It really was. It would have been a cool experience for sure. Like, for sure, I'm sure I would have had fun. And who knows, like, what would have happened.
Right.
But I wouldn't have known you.
You wouldn't have. And I wouldn't have known you if I would have went to the school I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
I would have just
been. So it all worked out in the end. But, yeah, my mom, we talk about that to this day. She was like, yeah, and the bitch taxed me. I'm like, Mom.
Wait, what?
She was like, the bitch taxed me to take out a second mortgage on my home.
Oh, but I was saying my coworker. Did I say my coworker? My friend, coworker. His parents took out a second loan to pay her and her sister's student loans. A second mortgage on their home.
Oh, that was nice.
To pay for it. That was like a gift to them.
Wow. See, are they black? I know they ain't. I don't even right. know. We like you. You wanted to go to college.
It would be so nice if they were. You wanted to go to college. Which, not I'm saying like, that doesn't happen, but
I'm like, yes, I do want to go to college because we've been saying go to college, and I'm still a child. Like, you think I just turned 18 and had coin?
Right.
I still need your support and your resources.
Yeah.
So. Ooh.
I wish my mom would take out a second loan or take some.
Right
loan.
Now? Okay, no, you're a full grown ass adult, bitch. You're 31.
I don't care what
you do.
That would be a, like such a blessing, a level up. Honestly.
Now, if your mom hit the lotto and came up on some additional cash, like, you know, free cash, yeah, shoot me something.
Okay, this is the thing. When would
but
that
to take
okay?
out the second mortgage?
When would that be okay? And what, like, after your kids turn 25, you shouldn't help them with their debt anymore? Like, if I don't
know.
No,
I'm not saying like it's after they turn a certain age, you shouldn't help them with their debt. I'm saying if it's pushing you back, then you don't need to push yourself back when they're an adult.
But
unnecessarily.
If they took out a loan anyway, what's the difference? That's pushing you back.
Because they're taking out a second loan, which is not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to say second loan vibe, not like take out a loan and you got to pay your own interest on. Just kind of tacking onto the house. That's not appropriate. Come on now. I'm saying, when is that not okay? Like, after your kids turn a certain age?
Yes, after they turn a certain age.
So then I wish that
because
before I turn
point,
that
it's
age,
just a student
it would have.
Loan.
I wish it would have happened. I wish. Before.
But her parents, back to the Reddit, her parents are the asshole because they had the coin.
And they took
and it. And they decided to blow it on the flooring.
Which is terrible. Fight. I wouldn't be able to forgive my parents for a while.
I wouldn't either.
I'm in this type of debt because you guys wanted to get floors. No. And now you're going to pay. You should be paying, offer to pay my student loans for a couple months, for a year. That would be helpful.
They ain't doing that.
Well, that's what I would be expecting. Like, honestly, pay my student loans for a year. Pay my student loans up until you get to $50,000. Every month, pay it.
Yeah, if she's a lawyer, then she for sure has at least $50,000 worth of student loans.
Goodness gracious. So, yeah.
So, yeah, those were some funny ones coupled with our personal stories.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that.
Are our moms assholes for not paying for us to go to out of state or expensive ass colleges?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it for this week. Short and sweet.
Nice, short, sweet.
We'll be back next week with a series.
We're starting a new series.
So, come on back and, yeah.
Use your bravado. Ooh, we didn't even tell y'all about our shit.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about it. That's the gem for the week.
That's the gem.
Okay. Pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
So I'm going to recommend the journal. The journal is the gem for
the
this
journal
week.
Is a great gem.
It's a great gem. It's vegan, if you're concerned about that. It's a soft bound journal with a marker, ribbon marker.
Yes, it is.
It's love. The what I love about the soft bound is that the page lies flat. When you open it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about like turning a page and having to write on the back and writing looking all stupid because
yeah,
you can't.
Writing in the fold.
Ugh, I hate it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Softbound Journal is available on our website. This is a perfect time for you to get it because we're starting a new series.
Yes.
Tons of notes to take. You can use it for your morning routine or whenever you like to journal. However you want to use it, taking notes, journaling, writing down grocery list, adding up your bills, whatever works. Yeah. Spare paper.
Bullet journaling, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do.
So it's available right now. I think it's $17.
Yes, it is.
$17 is at theblackgirlbravado.com/shop/shop.
Down in the show notes
it
as well.
It goes down. And yeah, I think it's cool. We get all the product has been going out relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Which is great. So if you've ordered something, you know it's getting to you within days.
Yes.
We've been on that part.
And we really don't have that many journals. We only have a handful of journals.
Mm-hmm.
By themselves, unless you buy a manifested mood kit, which we also only have a handful of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, if this is something that you're interested in, get it. It also has a cute little pouch in the back to keep little notes, pictures, reminders, whatever you like to keep in your journal.
Receipts for when you gotta pull them out on these bitches.
Yes.
All of that.
That part. So
coupons.
Yeah. Perfect gym.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so that's it for this week. We will chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.